To celebrate the month of December, I like to do camping with my family and friends. Last time I recall, we went to a place called Campo Bello, located in Cerro Verde, Santa Ana. This is a beautiful place since you can see the Izalco volcano from one side and the Pacific Ocean from the other. Each family brought their own food. For dinner, we have Salvadorian and Mexican food. Also at night, we gather around a campfire to eat marshmallows and tell stories. I definitely recommend that place if you want to relax from the stress of the city, enjoy the creation and a perfect weather. As the pen fell far to the floor, Amy watched it hit the linoleum. She knew she couldn't have caught that pen if Brian threw it to her from his greasy old hand, but she picked it up and wrote the direction to her house. She cleared her throat, but her words still sounded hoarse. "This is the best route. Keep your horse to this path, and you will be fine. After you cross the creek, be careful of the large roots that come up out of the ground. We'll have a cut set up in the guest house for you." Amy handed the pen back to Brian. She wanted to wash her hands immediately, but settled on wiping them on her jeans. The look of Brian's face when she did this sent a pin-pricking sensation through her. She knew she shouldn't be so hard on him. After all, she thought, he is my brother. I shouldn't be so angry all the time, and he is doing us a great service by helping us out this summer. "Thanks again, Brian. I'll see you in the morning. Travel safe." Brian nodded to his sister. He did not attempt to extend his callous, dirty hand to her, but he smiled, knowing that at least she had begun to trust him again.